Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
I'm John Batchelor with Paul Gregory of the Hoover Institution, who's the author of the new book, The Oswalds, filled with stunning facts about the tragedy of the murder of John F. Kennedy, and then the murder of Officer Tippit, and then the murder of Lee Harvey Oswald. These things are overwhelming America that's seeing it on live television as if something has happened to the world. We've spun out of control one after another. We come to the funeral of Lee Harvey Oswald. The president's on television to be buried in Arlington. Marguerite and Marina, with two babies, are now going to attempt to bury Lee Harvey Oswald in a cemetery called Rose Hill. They have difficulty finding a pastor. They do find a mortuary. And Lee Harvey Oswald, his coffin is carried to the grave by reporters who were on the scene. It's a barren scene. Windswept in my imagination, Paul, reading your copy. Marina, at this point, is what mood, Paul? What did your father say about Marina witnessing all these events? Bang, bang, bang.
Well, his story was that she was constantly smoking and drinking coffee. She was very emotional when they went to Parkland and she viewed the body, and there were certain rituals that Russians perform in such situations. And, she performed those rituals. And she then asked, I want to see the wound, but the attending physicians did not allow her to see the wound. So there was some emotion at that point. I would say she was in a daze. So. Yeah. One would not expect too much. She was watching the Kennedy funeral, and that seemed to impact on her more than anything, because, as I say, she was quite admiring of Kennedy, the family, and then seeing Jackie, and seeing Jackie with the kids really destroyed her. There was some emotion, and in fact, they were late for the funeral because she wanted to continue to watch the Kennedy funeral. And then there was a sort of an argument between Marina and Marguerite over what dress to wear and trivial things like that.
The mother-in-law, Marguerite, is a difficult person, Paul. She's a very difficult person. She's been difficult her whole life. Does your father pick up on that by this time? Do the Secret Service agents recognize that Marguerite is a problem?
It was rather obvious when she started demanding the Arlington National Cemetery burial. Mm-hmm. But it got worse and worse. What was driving the Secret Service mad is the fact that she kept asserting that Lee was innocent, had nothing to do with it, and they kept telling her, look, we know everything. We know exactly that he did it, and we know how he did it, et cetera, et cetera. So there were open clashes between her and Kunkel and Mike Howard, which really tried their patience. And there came a time when Kunkel in particular just wanted to be rid of her. Later, she did testify, and this is before the Warren Commission, that it was Kunkel and Howard who wanted to murder her. So you can see she was living in a fantasy world.
The interrogation continues for several days. However, at some point, Pete Gregory needs a break, or at least the FBI elbows in and they bring in their own translator, who is not successful in getting Marina to talk. They're trying to get information out to deal with the suspicion dominating at the time and perhaps been lingering all these decades that this was a conspiracy. As Oswald kept saying before he was murdered, I'm a patsy. I didn't do it. So that was on the television. It wasn't just Marguerite, although Marguerite then fed all of this, as we will learn when we go on to the Warren Commission. But a couple more details. Thanksgiving's coming up, and your family's exhausted. Where are you, Paul, in all this? Are you calling home? When did you arrive home for Thanksgiving? The day of?
It probably was the day before. And the interrogation continued on Thanksgiving Day in the morning. So my father did not. And by the way, my father was bound by secrecy not to indicate where the family was being kept in hiding. And in fact, it was the FBI was kept without knowing where they were. And in fact, it was the FBI who came to my father's office to try to find out where they were, where they had the women in hiding.
Right.
And this created a considerable bad will between the FBI and Secret Service.
Eventually, the decision is made by Marina. She needs to get away from her mother-in-law, and they find a place for Marina and the two babies. There are two babies here. Their mother is exhausted, not sleeping, or sleeping very poorly.
Yes.
All of this is going on at the same time, but Marina needs to get away from Marguerite. So they take Marina to the proprietor of the Six Flags Inn, a man named Martin. And we leave it at this point with your memory of that Thanksgiving. When you're at the table without the Oswalds in the room, what is your mother? Your mother's name was Elizabeth. Is that correct, Paul?
Correct.
What does she make of all of these things? Because your family is under great stress at this point.
My memory of that Thanksgiving was something like in a fog.
Yeah.
But my father was a marvelous raconteur, and he went over what he could tell us, I would say, in a 2 or 3 hour conversation. My brother-in-law, Joe, actually sort of made notes of this conversation or this of this telling of events and published it in the form of a small pamphlet. The thing that struck me most was his description of Marguerite's behavior.
Right.
And nowhere is it mentioned in the Warren report, which is quite detailed.
Let's get on to the Warren Commission, Paul. Hold on now. Paul,
sure.
Gregory, the book is The Oswalds.
Yep.
I'm John Batchel.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more connecting online, and more personal info potentially being exposed to identity thieves. But with a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist, you don't have to face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other losses from identity theft all alone. If your identity is stolen, we'll work to fix it. Backed by the LifeLock $1 Million Protection Package, spend more time on holiday fun, not identity worries. Save up to 25% your first year. Go to LifeLock.com/aware.
The energy transition is here, and Apollo aims to be a leading provider of capital, investing in businesses to drive innovation, leading to a more sustainable future. Apollo, investing in tomorrow, today. Learn more at apollo.com.